Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today, and another really special program. Always special when Dr. Sherry Keffer is on. She is the author of Intimate Betrayal. Oh my goodness, that book is healing some women's souls and men. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, it's Intimate Deception, which is okay because it is betrayal. But, you know, I wrote the book because deception is what really wounds our hearts. It's that we didn't know. We weren't consenting. We didn't, you know, agree to them looking at porn or having an affair. Mm-hmm. So it's that deception that hurts our heart on top of the betrayal.
One of the gifts to my life is Dr. Sherry Keffer introduced me to Daniel Amen, and he has helped me so much, and he is in the studio today. Dr. Amen, welcome back. We always love it when you're with us.
Thank you so much. What a joy.
You changed his brain, because I remember what he was like before you began to work with him. And Steve, you were kind of a mess, really. I mean, I'll say that behind the scenes. You were in desperate need of help. And, you know, everybody was, Terry's laughing because he knew. You know, there was a lot of concerns about you. But I'm telling you, I watch you now and you are not the same man because you have a really better brain. That's the truth of it.
Thank you. What you've just heard there is really a masterful way to criticize. And
honesty, right?
Here's hysterical. What I say. Here's a big difference. I had more bad days than good days.
Yeah.
I now have more good days than difficult days. And I'm just so thankful. And, you know, last night my wife said, "How do you feel about today?" And I said, "Honey, I got so much stuff done. I feel competent. I feel capable." I said, that's a pretty good feeling to have at the end of the day when you've gotten these things done. And Dr. Amen, thank you for all you have done to train the brain and stop the drain on my brain and reframe my brain. So all that you did, and I'm grateful to you. And, you know, Dr. Amen is such a great friend of this ministry, and we love you. And rather than talk about big things today, in your book, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, you have all these lists of tiny habits that can help you feel better fast or lead to big changes. And let me tell you one that I love. It's not earth-shattering, but if you can get in this habit, you can't lose. When you go to the bathroom, tell yourself, "You know what? I just drained a little bit of fluid from the body. Why don't I go put some fluid back in? Go have a drink of water." That's a tiny little thing you list. That's huge. It's so big. What percentage of the brain is water anyway? It's big, isn't it?
80% is water. So being dehydrated, even by 2%, decreases your ability to think and respond in a positive way. It messes up with your decision-making ability. I'm working with this group at Stanford, the Persuasive Tech Lab, on how people change. And most people don't make huge changes. They make little tiny habit changes. And one of my favorite ones is whenever you wake up in the morning, just tell yourself today is going to be a great day. And then your unconscious mind will actually find why it's going to be a great day and set the day up to be positive.
Yeah. And
that's
if you believe it's going to be a great day, you have less chance of grating on other people's nerves. That's a gift that you give to other folks. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll go to your phone calls. We've got a lot of things to talk about here.
Because this is going to be a great show, right?
That's what I told myself. I told myself when I woke up today, great show today. Look, we love you, and we care about you. And there are a lot of things that you can do that are really responsible. I don't know of much more responsible decision than the decision to take care of the brain. We'll talk about that after this.
Have you experienced a crushing blow to your world? Do you feel all alone or humiliated? Do you feel inadequate, judged, confused, or devastated? Then I think you need Restore.
Hi, my name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, I would love for you to come join us.
At Restore, it's a shame-free zone, a safe environment. You'll feel like you have more options. You can rebuild your life with or without him. You'll have more faith in the future and God. I think it's time to invest in yourself.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and another one of those little tiny things which I love, he lists this right here, it is in Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, is once a week watch a comedy to boost the dopamine level. And, you know, he likes Whose Line Is It Anyway? We like Brian Regan. There's some clean comics. They're so funny. And one of the gifts that God has given my family is the gift of laughter. And why not make room for laughter? But it really is healing, isn't it, Dr. Amy?
Well, it actually, besides boosting dopamine, which can help you feel good and focus and be motivated, it also helps to support your immune system. There's this great book I read a long time ago called The Anatomy of an Epidemic on how this very famous person cured an autoimmune disorder by watching 500 hours of comedy. So,
oh my goodness,
get your mind in a happy place in order for your body to feel happy.
Absolutely.
So
all right, we're going to go right to the phones here. And who did we say we wanted to go to first here? Mm-hmm. You guys can pick who that would be unless I get there first.
So go to Karen in Roanoke, Virginia.
Let's go to Karen in Roanoke. Karen, how you doing? What's going on? Welcome.
Good. Thanks.
How can we help?
Yeah, I have my mother has dementia. And it's been several years ago that she was diagnosed with it, and for a while she was being treated for seizures, which I don't think she ever really had, but she was taking medication for that. But anyway, eventually she was diagnosed with dementia, and every scan of her brain was coming up pretty normal. But so, you know, we just unfortunately have accepted that, and she is in a decline. But my question is, how far gone is too far gone for help?
It's a great question. So no matter what stage of dementia people are in, you can accelerate it or decelerate it by the things that they do. So we should send you my book, Memory Rescue. And here's the short course. If you want to keep your brain healthy, and you should be concerned because the issues around dementia often run in families. So if you want to keep your brain healthy, or for your mom, rescue it if it's headed for trouble, you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. And so in the book, I go through all of them, but we want to know which ones are her risk factors and what are the things that she can do, whether it's changing her food, simple supplementation. She's been exposed to mold. She has an infection. There's a reason why people lose their minds. Dementia is a symptom cluster. It's not a reason. So it's the expression. And one of the reasons I fell in love with imaging, one of my first patients when I started to do SPECT in 1991, her name was Matilda. She'd been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. She nearly burned her house down. Her five girls were going to put her in a home. But one of the girls had heard me lecture. And she's like, one more try. And when I scanned her, her brain looked beautiful, except her emotional brain was on fire. And she had a condition we call pseudo-dementia, which is she was really seriously depressed, and it presented like she was demented. And so for me, it's like, well, how the heck would I ever know why you're losing your mind unless I looked? Is it severe depression? Is it normal pressure hydrocephalus where she's got too much water on her brain? Is it an infection? Is it a toxin? Why? And too often people go, oh, he has Alzheimer's. There's nothing you can do. But if it was my dad, I'd be doing everything I absolutely could. Okay. If I liked him, and I do like him.
I just had a client. I just had a client recently. We referred to you for a scan, and she had pseudo dementia. But she was seeing all these neurologists, and again, her specs, her scan looked good. But now we've got her on a whole different program to treat the dementia, and she's coming back to life. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen for everybody. But you know, if it happens, you know, 2 out of 10 times, well, doesn't that really make it worth
for
doing an all-out effort to make a difference? And even if they have severe Alzheimer's disease, we know by the food they choose, they can make it better or they can make it worse. And at some point, you don't care, right, because they're not there anymore. But, you know, for me, I'm always trying to, how can I put your brain in a healing environment so you can be the best you can be?
Wouldn't it be sad if there was something you could do to make things better or to help someone else make things better, and you didn't do it because you were misinformed, because you believe, well, there's nothing you can do. Do what you can, and let's see what the results are. And Karen, I hope that that's helpful to you. I'll send a memory rescue to you. I think that's, would that be the one you'd want her to have, Dr. Amos?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll send that. Okay. I'm really glad that you called, and blessings to your mom. I mean, Dr. Amon, it really must be quite a sense of fulfillment when somebody thinks they're hopeless and then things start to turn around.
Yeah, no, it feels like you hit a home run. And it's like, yeah, it's why I do what I do, even, you know, with the grief I've taken from some of my colleagues. Because when people's lives change, you know, it's the whole reason I went into medicine.
Well, I know what it's like to feel better. I just don't know what it's like to ever hit a home run. Kelly from Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA is the station that she listens to. Hi, Kelly. You're on with Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Daniel Amon. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Sure. How can we help today?
Yeah, so I actually have a 12-year-old son that we've been trying to figure out for a long time. A lot of the teachers earlier on said, your son has ADHD, he's causing a lot of trouble, you know, you should consider medication. And that's always something that we've kind of been hesitant to do. And now that he's kind of gotten a lot bigger, his issues are, you know, just on a larger scale. And we're trying just to, you know, be on the control side of things. But my question is really on how can we treat him? What's the best way to treat him? It's an issue that it's not clear ADHD, although he has been diagnosed with it, but it's a lot of oppositional defiance, a lot of situations where we're transitioning from one activity to the next, or expectations aren't met, and then there's just an explosion of defiance. And even when he was a child, the spankings, you know, that we had chose or started to do when he was really young, there was no connection. He wouldn't react to it like a normal, well, like our other sibling, our other daughter. And so it was always different with him, where we had to try to figure out, how can we make, you know, this connection of discipline or of consequences connect.
Quick question for you, Kelly. Kelly, when did you stop the spankings? At what age did you decide that you would stop that?
I believe at seven or eight, we figured out that it's not working. The more you do it, it's just not connecting in his brain.
Oh no, kids, ADD kids will actually make you spank them.
Yeah,
they are conflict seeking. And so, there'll be a big emotional outburst. That's like dopamine in their brain. And unconsciously, it's never conscious. Unconsciously, they're going to go, oh, that sort of made me feel good. How can I make my dad crazy again? And so whenever, you feel like yelling, your voice should go down so that you can maintain control. You need my book, Healing ADD. It's sold like 500,000 copies, but the big aha I had when I started scanning ADD kids, and we've scanned over 20,000 people who have ADD of one form or another. And the first thing we learned, it's not one thing. Please don't give everybody a stimulant, because it really helps type one and type two. And it really makes he's either three or six. It makes them significantly worse. Because, if I scanned him, it sounds like to me he's got probably over-focused ADD, where he worries, he holds grudges. If things don't go his way, he can explode and tends to be oppositional and argumentative. No matter what it is you say, he argues with you. And how many times out of 10, Kelly, when you ask him to do something, will he do it the first time without arguing or fighting with you?
Oh, my. I don't think... It's actually, we've given him a reward if he would be able to do it.
Yeah.
So the first time.
So your instinct on not to just drug him was a good one. Although all three of us here are fans of medication in the right situation for the right person, but for him, I'd just recommend you get my book, Healing ADD. Figure out what type he has. And then get the supplement or the medication. Not for me personally. I start with supplements because in school they taught us first do no harm, and see if that won't help. And I'd like go to my Atlanta clinic because you only have a couple of more years to figure this out before there's real big trouble heading his way.
Because he might be a kid who would self-medicate, right?
He's absolutely a kid that would self-medicate. And is there any alcohol or drug abuse in your family or his mom's family?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, because it's common. For the over-focused
ADD. Or grandparents. Sometimes it'll skip a generation.
Sometimes it will, because that generation's so worn out.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we don't want to touch this stuff.
But, for parenting, think firm and kind. You need to spend 20 minutes a day with this kid. Just do something he wants to do to protect the bond, because the bond has been so strained all these years, not on purpose. I'm so glad you stopped spanking him. I'm just not a fan. And people go, oh, but Solomon said, spare the rod and spoil the child. And Solomon's son was seriously disturbed. So I'm just not a fan of that. There's smarter things to do now. And the first thing to do is balance his brain. Interesting study from Holland, where they took 300 ADHD kids, put them on an elimination diet. So they basically gave them fruit, vegetables, lamb, turkey, pear juice, and rice. That was it. 70% of them lost their ADD symptoms.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Diet matters. The American diet is escalating the incidence of ADD. I'd also get rid of the gadgets and video games, because they're making it worse.
What we just recently, that was a big thing. We said, okay, because of the troubles, we said, okay, there's no video games, no technology whatsoever for the entire summer.
And I have a question for you, Kelly. Kelly, why was it that you would not try some type of medication, not knowing that, maybe his type wouldn't respond to it? But I'm just curious about what was the thinking there that said we're not going to try medication, given all the problems that you had?
Yes, I'm glad you asked, because recently we re-looked back into it, And we got a prescription. It was for Concerta from the pediatrician. And we were wanting to do it, but then we looked at all the side effects. And we talked to somebody. We actually went into his office, and he does neurofeedback brain core therapy. And so we were looking into the both of those things, the medication and the brain core therapy. And the hesitation on the medication was that, well, Concerta can bring side effects that we'll need more medication for those side effects. And then we started balancing out this brain core therapy. And I would love to have your feedback on that.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of neurofeedback. As long as they did a quantitative EEG ahead of time so they knew what's going on in his brain. Neurofeedback is a natural way. So you can always go to medicine. He doesn't sound to me, and I've treated probably more people of ADD in California than anyone, he doesn't sound like a Concerta responder to me.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. But we don't want to minimize the fact that there are some kids that could open the door to a whole new way of living if it was the appropriate medication.
Because there's so many things that happen when we don't assist the brain. I mean, there's a lot of damage going on emotionally, relationally, frustrating wise, and I don't know. We
but
need
ADD
to intervene.
Like depression, it's not one thing, and giving it.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change. Yeah, that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. You know, we mentioned spanking and spare the rod, spoil the child. Some people believe that perhaps the real intent of that was to talk about the rod of a shepherd, that big rod with the curve on the end that saves that tiny little lamb from being in the thorns and all. And so not necessarily would that have to mean using a rod to beat somebody, but maybe that's a rescue kind of analogy there with the rod and the staff of a shepherd. Just like to throw that in because I'll tell you, if you're a spanker, it ought to be gentle. And it ought to end by age 6 at the latest. And why? Because of my experience with that as a child, I've done a lot of research on the impact of spanking too much, not looking at all the options, and doing it for too long, and we just want
so
to try
Steve,
to avoid that.
Let me jump in just a little bit, because I'm also a child psychiatrist, and the parents who do worse are permissive parents, and it's so important to be firm with kids and to provide appropriate boundaries, but spanking often leads to people losing control, and that is dangerous emotionally for kids. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't be authoritative, because kids do best with boundaries, and that's actually where they feel safe. But to do it with harshness and criticism, belittlement, or physical violence, it's all the studies that I've read over the last 40 years say those things are hurtful, that they're not helpful. But that doesn't mean you should let a child get away with bad behavior.
Absolutely. Total agreement there. Let's go to the phones again, and why don't we talk with Sophia from Mercantile, New Jersey. Hi, Sophia. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
How can we help?
Well, I want a healthier brain. I have bad sugar cravings for years.
Okay.
And so I would like to know the why and the how to get rid of it.
So it's addictive. You're not alone.
It's like a drug.
It's like a drug. And you really have to see it as an weapon of mass destruction, because that's what it is. It not only is it addictive, it increases erratic self-firing in the brain, and it delays healing and promotes inflammation, which can damage your brain, increases the risk of both depression and dementia. So the first thing, now, my grandfather was a candy maker, and so I totally had a sugar addiction because I was named after him. He was my best friend growing up, and my best memories were standing at the stove making fudge and pralines. I loved him. I loved sugar. And he had his first heart attack at 49. He had the second one that took him away from me. It was the saddest day of my life. So I have five grandchildren. I'm not doing that to them. I love them. There's all sorts of ways to love. So I literally see it as a weapon of mass destruction. And before I go to eat something, I ask myself, is this good for my brain or bad for it? And I choose what's good for my brain because I love myself. I love my wife. I love my mission. I love me. And so the way to do it, your taste buds will change literally in 10 days. So the first 2 days, you may actually feel like you have the flu. And my little secret weapon is stevia. There's a company I like. I have no financial interest in them, called Sweet Leaf. They make 10 different flavors of stevia. I actually travel with their chocolate stevia. And so I have a sweet tooth. You know, put it in a little bit of sparkling water, a couple of drops. I'm perfectly happy.
I put it in Greek yogurt. I just sprinkle a little bit on Greek yogurt, and I swear it's one of the yummiest desserts, and it's healthy. It's a lot of protein.
So you can change your taste buds and then change your life. I like that. Change your taste buds, change your life.
Yeah.
But you need to start seeing it as trouble and decreasing, and you'll long for it just like a bad relationship. But, you know, quite frankly, you're in an abusive relationship with sugar, so it's time to break up. But,
you know, when we started doing the whole weight loss thing here, Lose It for Life, people would come and they would be very different than other people. They were like alcoholics. Their relationship with sugar was very different than others. And, you know, in those cases, they literally had to do something about the sugar, or that was never, ever going to be different. And, of course, for a lot of people with weight problems, they see it as just too big a sacrifice. But it's the ultimate sacrifice that leads to a whole different way of being. And I hope and pray some folks are hearing this, and they're saying right now, okay, let's go get some stevia and let's give it a shot here. Maybe it would change everything.
Well, and you're making me think of a woman I'll call Janae, who grew up in a home where she wasn't seen, heard, acknowledged, delighted in. But one thing was for sure. Her mom would give her jelly beans. Mm-hmm. And that was something that meant love to her. Well, she didn't get the comfort that she needed until she got into recovery and started getting some love and hugs in a support group. And that was what was underneath the addiction.
We'll be right back.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Change your brain. Change your life. Feel better fast. Make it last. Memory rescue. All these great, great promises come our way by Dr. Amen and what he has written. We love having him on. We love hearing the stories of him being on and then people doing something different than they've ever done before. That's what I really love to hear about. Don't just listen to what we're talking about today. I want to encourage you, take a step, do something for yourself, for your future, for your brain. At least order a copy of one of these books, Feel Better Fast, Make It Last, or maybe it's Memory Rescue is really the one, or this updated version, especially in chapter 19, which has my story in it. It's just, I find that my favorite part as a recovering narcissist. Change your brain, change your life. It really does make all the difference in the world. Here's the subtitle, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. The Breakthrough Program for Conquering Anxiety, Depression, Obsessiveness, Lack of Focus, Anger, and Memory Problems, all that in one book. Speaking of solving problems, Dr. Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio today. Larry, let's talk about, well, it's mid-month, mid-July, smack dab in the middle of summer.
Yeah, the Ides of July, I guess you'd say. Well,
Ides of July. Okay.
We're coming up on the closing weeks, the last 2 weeks of this matching campaign. Because this is a recorded program, I can't give an accurate report. I'm going to believe we're really nearing the end, but I don't know that. So we could use your help. We could use a gift. And I want to share 4 little, brief little sentences from people that attended our workshops. This might be why you feel good about giving the new life. Thank you, New Life, for offering a balm to a tortured soul. I can watch to see how God is going to change me and those in my realm of influence. So that was from a lady who went to Finding Freedom. The feelings of shame and hopelessness before I arrived were overwhelming. Thanks to this weekend, I don't have to stay in bondage to my habits and sins. I'm going to get her back. That is from an Everyman's Battle guy. And then intimacy and marriage. We can now leave a lasting legacy for our children. Without your ministry, we'd have no hope. We'll continue to support your ministry. I mean, there's more, but I think you get the gist. Our workshops, our radio program, the counselors, what we do, it opens avenues for God's Holy Spirit to come in and do a work in people's hearts and minds. And if you can support that, we would appreciate it. And I'm going to start reminding folks more, too, about Club New Life. We've kind of let that campaign go, but that's really an important campaign for us. So if you could become a part of Club New Life, join $30 a month or more. Call us, 800-NEW-LIFE. We've got great thank you gift. We've got some great benefits like our Club New Life video library, which we're going to start promoting in a bigger way in the weeks to come. So help us. We need your help. We can't do what we do without you, and it changes lives. So thank you.
All right. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Help us build through the summer, not have any kind of summer drop-off. It changes lives. I want to tell you something. The last time we did the marriage intensive, our intimacy intensive, the weight of the problems was so severe. We've never seen anything like it. And guess what? Because it was so bad for so many people, the stories of turnaround were so spectacular and fantastic. People that were already divorced said, oh my goodness, we're going to get married again. We have hope. We have new skills. That's what you're supporting when you support New Life. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, please. Please help us if you possibly can. All right, let's go to Vicki. She's calling from Simi Valley, California. Listens on that New Life app. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, what's going on?
I developed a diving anxiety last summer. I was wondering what I can do to change my brain about that.
Okay, Sherry, Dr. Amon, anything you need to know?
Well, let's
about?
Learn more. Okay. Yeah. Vicki, how old are you?
I'm 56.
And when, tell me what you remember about the first time you developed that anxiety.
It was the second day of a road trip, and I said, I drive, and I drove on this little town, city streets, and I got up on the freeway and started picking up speed, and my heart rate went up, and I felt, you know, panicky because, you know, what's going on, and I had to pull over.
So I have another question.
Who
were you going with, and were you on a road trip to try to recover from some event that happened right before that? Have you had any breakups, losses, or are you in a relationship that you're feeling stuck in?
No. My husband, he's very lovely, loving, okay. And, you know, it was vacation, so I was pretty happy. I guess I suffer from anxiety a lot. Daily, but not to that degree. I get anxious about things, nervous about something, but I couldn't think of anything. Just
so anxiety's been part of your life for a long time?
Yes.
And let me just tell you some of the things that run through my mind is that you had a panic attack. And whenever we get anxious, it gets connected to the situation that we're in. And if we start having a panic attack, and maybe you had a panic attack because you had some bad thoughts, or you had low blood sugar, which is extremely common, or you didn't sleep great the night before. But whatever situation you have that panic attack, the anxiety then gets connected to the situation, like driving, and then all of a sudden you're not driving anymore or you're feeling really upset. And learning how to manage the anxiety, so important. And then to disconnect it from that specific event. And this is where something like hypnosis, which I'm a huge fan of, to take you back to the original trauma, get your brain different, or EMDR, as we've been talking about, can just be so helpful. But at the same time, it's very important for you to get a handle on the anxiety so it doesn't torture you by learning how to kill the ants. That's what I call them, learning how to not believe every stupid thing that comes into your head and doing some deep relaxation exercises to help you counteract it. But the one thing I tell my patients who have panic attacks is don't ever leave the situation unless it's dangerous. Because if you stop driving, then the anxiety is going to begin to control you, which is never what you want.
So let me tell you about a story of someone I was working with. Exactly what you said, Dr. Amen, is I did an autopsy. When somebody comes in and all of a sudden this thing happens out of the blue, I began to wonder about times in your life where you haven't felt in control. And so with this one client I was working with, and she also had a driving thing come out of nowhere, she had grown up in a home where she was the oldest and there was alcohol. Her dad was an alcoholic. And so as the oldest, she bore the responsibility of a lot of the stuff that was happening with her siblings because her mom was depressed, and so she became a parentified child. She married well, like you, right, which is just such a gift from God to have that happen. And really, in her mind and heart, that whole past was in the past until she got into a situation where she felt out of control. It was that connecting, you said, kind of coupling. All of a sudden, her body remembered what it felt like to not be in control, but it really wasn't about the driving. It was about growing up in a situation where she felt out of control. So that's kind of some of the exploring that therapists, psychiatrists do as we're trying to figure out how to best help you deal with the issue that's you're presented with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Vicky? I did start EMDR. I've only had like 3 sessions.
Good.
So I hope it will help.
Quick question for you. Vicky?
Yeah?
Have you ever been in any kind of recovery group or any kind of women's Bible study or women's recovery group?
No.
I think sometimes when we're alone in the world, we get a little message that says, hey, maybe if I could work out how to connect in a different way. I really believe growth happens in groups, and I would just encourage you to look into maybe a life recovery group or some kind of women's Bible study where they don't just read the Bible and study, they talk to each other and they share. That could be a big part of that healing process for you. I'm really glad that you're getting the help that you're getting. But always good to add some real live human beings in the everyday world. We'll take a break and we'll come right back with our final segment with Dr. Amen and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Love it when they're on because they know a little bit about the medulla oblongata and all the other things around.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Sherry is the author of Intimate Deception. Talk about something that'll mess up your brain is being deceived and betrayed. This is a book that's brought healing to a lot of people. Dr. Amen, his most recent book, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, you can get that by calling us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and that's also the number to find out about how to support this ministry and become part of the New Life Giving family. That's what we want you to do. Come be part of what we're doing here. Let's go to Wendy, Cincinnati, Ohio, Sirius XM, satellite radio channel 131 is where she picks us up. Hi, how are you, and how could we help?
Hello, thank you for taking my call today.
Sure.
I just have been listening for a little while and wanted to just ask a couple of questions about my kiddos. So I first learned about Dr. Amen this past school year when I took some classes to renew my teaching license. So I was excited that he was on today, and always excited when you all are on. So thank you for
thank
all you,
you
do. Okay. Yes, thank you. So I have a 9-year-old son who was diagnosed this year with ODD, and so he's seeing a wonderful Christian psychologist who's been really helpful in helping us to work through that and helping him, and he's doing really well. But
so just for everybody to know real quick, that's oppositional defiant disorder.
Defiant disorder, right.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that, right.
No.
And so just wanting to know how we can help him maybe in areas of nutrition, because we're doing a lot of, you know, timeouts or behaviors or positive reinforcements for good behavior, like setting a goal and working toward that. And so that's been helpful. But I don't know if there's other things that we can do. And then my second part of my question was, I have an 18-year-old daughter who has not been diagnosed with anxiety, but just struggles with that and has for a while, and wanting to know if there's some things we can do to help her. So,
okay.
You bet. First thing I do for both the kids is I go to our website, brainhealthassessment.com, see what brain types they are, your son.
Okay.
Maybe three, and your daughter five. And then there's actually some specific supplements that might help. My oppositional defiant disorder kids on scans actually look like they have OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. So rather than get stuck on an obsession or compulsion like checking locks, they get stuck on no, no way, never, you can't make me do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they become, they're very rigid. So on the surface, they appear selfish, but they're really not selfish, they're rigid. And increasing serotonin in their brain can actually help them. So if you really want to have a talk with him, take him for a half an hour walk. And don't say one thing until 10 minutes in, because exercise boosts serotonin naturally in the brain. And then it would be like way more flexible than if you just sat him in the living room and said, we need to have this talk. So exercise helps. When they're really struggling, a healthy carbohydrate helps to get serotonin into the brain. And then We make some supplements. One of my favorite ones is called Serotonin Mood Support. Another one that works really well with kids is called Neuralink. And they both have nutrients to help balance their brain. And your daughter, who's struggling with anxiety, so common among girls today, especially with social media, teaching her. I have another book that she'll like. It's called Captain Snout and the Superpower Questions. It's how not to believe all the stupid thoughts that come into your brain, but also, you know, some simple techniques like hypnosis and diaphragmatic breathing can be so helpful to get skill in managing anxiety rather than just having to suffer with it. They should teach this all in second grade.
Well, and you know what is a great book for kids like your son? It's called Love and Logic. And it is a book that guides you in how to give them a choice. Because when you have an oppositional brain, if you suggest one thing, the brain wants to go another way. But if there's choices, then it helps you stay out of the power struggles.
Parenting with Love and Logic.
Parenting with Love and Logic by Jim Fay and Foster Klein.
Yep.
Jim and I are actually friends.
Oh.
And he came to see me. He's like 84. He's phenomenal. Mm. But now, because I love him, he's got a better brain. And so he can do his work longer still.
Good.
And just one of the things about that book that I love is repossessing your child's bicycle so that they learn what that's like, so they don't have to learn what it's like by having their car repossessed. If they don't live up to the thing, not responsible, then you might have to do what would be done later. It's just a fantastic book. But let me tell you, it doesn't get much better than Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. Let me tell you why. A lot of times we get stuck. We don't know what to do. And here are some big ideas and some little tiny ideas that can make all the difference in the world. And so it's something that's doable, it's reachable, it's achievable to get the best, the most that you possibly can out of your brain. Dr. Amen's been doing this for a long time. Probably no one has seen more brain images or knows more about the brain than he does as an organ, not as some mysterious thing up there. We got to get the organs right if we're going to expect it to function well all through life, especially in the later years of life. So as we leave, Dr. Amen, what's a couple of little nuggets that you want to share with folks about their situation, their brain, and the future?
Well, I love the concept of tiny habits and Feel Better Fast. And I actually worked with this group at Stanford, and we came up with the single most powerful tiny habit. Before you do anything, before you say anything, before you eat anything, just ask yourself, good for my brain or bad for it? And if you love yourself, you'll pick good. And you just need to know the list. You know, some things are obvious, like hitting soccer balls with your head. I'm sort of bummed the women won the World Cup because that means more young women are going to play soccer, which is bad for their brains. So that's sort of obvious. But, you know, alcohol is not a health food. And we're on this thing in America where marijuana is seeming more and more innocuous when clearly it's not for people. It's about the daily decisions you make that can help you feel better now and later versus now but not later.
Hmm. Well, Dr. Herman, thank you for being with us. Always appreciate all that you do. Appreciate the impact that you've had on me, and thank you, Dr. Sherry Keffer, for bringing Dr. Amen our way. It has been a wonderful, wonderful experience from the very beginning. We expect it to continue on. Let me suggest something to everybody. Get a copy of Stones of Remembrance. If you'd like a great book on building the brain's power to remember, these are scriptures. They apply to specific issues. It's a wonderful tool. You can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and including this amazing new book, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, full of ideas that you probably never thought could have such a huge impact on your brain. We do need your help. If you can, well, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But if you have any kind of problem, we want to help you. If you're not in redemptive, healthy relationships, we can help you. If something is standing in the way of you doing the thing that God said to do, love well. Love God well, love others well. I know you want to, but maybe there's something that happened to you early on. Maybe some choices you made, we can help you, but you have to call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. We're going to see you here tomorrow for more of New Life Live. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.